Sports Radio. JT, back with you. Good to have you. As always, it's military night. We do this every Thursday, now into Friday, where we talk to a soldier in harm's way. We love doing this. It's our way to give back a little bit because we can never give back enough for what all these brave men and women do. And as they always join us every Thursday into Friday, it inspires me, it inspires all of us to listen to people on the other side of the world and get a chance to talk sports with them as we are about to head out. Let's go. Let's go to Afghanistan.
Military Night. The only show that reaches out to our men and women.
I want to say hello to Seth Jr.
I miss you, Daddy.
I'd like to say hello to my father, Charles.
Time for JT to take a service call.
From Sarasota, Florida, favorite team, the Buccaneers, the Reds, and the Ohio State Navy Lieutenant Commander. Matthew Richter joins us on Fox Sports Radio. Lieutenant Commander, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for having me, sir.
Oh, thanks for coming on here. And we see that you have at least 20 years of service. First off, tell us about your position here, your job requirement today, and how many men and women you lead.
I'm actually currently the XO of PRT Farah. We're a provincial reconstruction team here working with the civilian populace to get them ready for transition. We have about approximately 85 U.S. personnel under our charge here.
So we've been doing this since the beginning of the war in Afghanistan. This transition, you must be really excited about it because it's been a long, hard-fought war, and you must be seeing a lot of fulfillment here as eventually you're getting ready to leave and to turn the country back over to the Afghanis here. What's that like every day talking to the individuals who are going to stay there?
They've been working real hard, and we have been reaching out to them in various ways to make sure that we can assist and advise them to make the transition successful. But I think largely the people are excited, and I think they're ready and they're well prepared. And we're at this point we're looking at the calendar, and it's coming up fast.
Yeah, it is coming up fast. That's why we're thrilled to have you. We're talking to Navy Lieutenant Commander Matthew Richter, who joins us in Farah, Afghanistan. It's military night all over the globe on Fox Sports Radio. I see you're a Buccaneer fan here. First, are you all on board with Josh Freeman? Do you like your quarterback long term, or do you think this is a make or break year to prove that he can take the next step?
I think he's absolutely ready. He's got all the tools to be an elite quarterback. I think once the offensive line stays solid and he has another year in the system, I think he's gonna light it up this year.
Getting Revis to play defensive back was a really big deal. Now that he's healthy, he's arguably the best shutdown cornerback in the league, and I think the Buccaneers need that, especially in that division. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. With the addition of him and Deshaun Goldson and then Mark Barron and playing at the level he's playing with, they're looking pretty good. And I think as long as his knee holds up, it's going to be a no fly zone back there.
I see you're a Reds fan. Have you been following a lot of the steroid talk with Alex Rodriguez and these 50-game or lifetime ban suspensions coming down? I know a lot of people are getting sick and tired of it, but when you look at the box scores to follow your Reds, have you been getting all that information in Afghanistan about the black eye in baseball with steroids still?
Yeah, we've been keeping up with it. We got a lot of baseball fans out here, and you know, it's interesting to see how that's unfolding, but I hope the league can adopt that zero tolerance policy. It works in the service. It should work for baseball.
We're wrapping it up with Navy Lieutenant Commander Matthew Richter, who joins us in Farah, Afghanistan, the Ohio State. Tell me how a guy from Sarasota, Florida, becomes an Ohio State fan.
I'm actually originally from Mansfield, Ohio, we moved to Florida when I was in high school.
So you love the team. You're all right. You're with Urban Meyer. This team went undefeated last year, but with the sanctions, couldn't play for the national championship. You think this is your year? Ranked number two, Commander, as the polls came out yesterday. You got to be happy about that.
Yeah, that's a pretty high ranking. I hope the guys can keep it together and stay focused. It's a long season, and we'll see how everything unfolds with Carlos Hyde, and if they have any more disciplinary issues they have to work through prior to the season. But all things being equal, it looks pretty good, and I'm hoping for the best. This is about as good as opportunity as they had in a long time.
I would agree. It's a great opportunity for them to seize this and play for a national championship. Sir, if you could say hello to any member of your family back here in the States, we'll make sure they get a copy of this later on today.
I just want to give a shout-out to my brother Ed in Mason, Ohio. He's actually waiting for a liver, and he just got on the list, so let's all pray for him, and hopefully he gets what he needs here in the near future, and we can sustain him as long as we can. We need him.
God bless you, sir. I look forward to talking to you when you get back to the States.
God bless, and thanks for having me, sir.
You got it.